Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So that's why everybody was in Vegas on Instagram. I'm like, what's up? What's going on? Greetings. Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. Here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. And I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, it is Tuesday. A couple of big things going on right now. Megan Thee Stallion is making history on her new cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. Plus, we got that Kanye West Donda album is on the way. Could be coming as soon as this week. And along those same lines, Lil Durk is explaining to everybody why he missed his chance to be on the album. Damn, Durkio. We also have Drake, Lil Baby, and NBA Youngboy topping the list for highest paid rappers of the past year. Then, unfortunately, we got some news that Keisha Cole's mom, Frankie, has passed away at 61. Like I said, a lot to get into, so let's get down to it. All right, let's kick it off with Megan Thee Stallion. She's on the cover of the new Sports Illustrated magazine, making the hot girls proud.
Yes.
She's out here making history. Come on, Megan.
Yes, very iconic. Megan Thee Stallion graced the cover. She looks so good, showing her beachwear, her swimwear, just looking like a hottie, a baddie, period.
A snack, period.
Yes.
So this is the cover of the August 2021 issue. And with this cover, Megan is the first rapper ever, like out of all times, the history of the magazine. She's the first rapper to grace the cover and the second musician ever to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated. So double history making going on right here.
And third black woman to be on it.
Come on, Megan.
Tyra Banks.
Come on. Like,
come on.
We need bell dinging sound effects right here.
Like, we really do.
This is just, oh my goodness. Now, it's interesting because she's the second artist, and the first artist ever was actually her H-Town sister / Savage collaborator, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. So she's literally behind Beyonce on the historic list.
Like, that's crazy to think that. And I saw where she was posting, like, old pictures when she was like 15 or 16, acting like on a swimsuit cover, like on the beach.
So
it's like a full circle moment, she said.
We love it. We're so proud.
Yes.
Now she did take to her Instagram to celebrate, of course. She said, "Real Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition cover model-ish."
Hey.
She said, "The first rapper on the cover of SI swimsuit. I want to thank all the strong women in my life who inspired me to love my body and live my best hot girl life. It means the world to me to be on this cover. Dream come true."
She also added that it definitely was a dream for me to be on Sports Illustrated swimsuit and to be the first female rapper. Who else would they pick? I'm just happy they chose the hot girl coach.
Who else could they pick? I love that. I love the energy. Congrats to Megan Thee Stallion. Also, congrats to one of my favorite athletes, Naomi Osaka. Mm-hmm. She was on that same edition. And Tinashe was in there, too.
Yeah, a bunch of hot women are in the cover or in the magazine, so it's very good to see.
Yes, giving us looks, serving summer looks for 2021. We love it.
Yes.
Another thing we love, there is a new Kanye album on the way. I think it's really official this time. We know Kanye likes to fake announce albums and don't put them out, but mm-hmm. I feel like this time it's really coming. People have heard the album. It's really in the works.
Yeah, and the one to break the news was Justin LaBoy, as you know, is the Instagram account and now a Revolt TV personality.
He's Can
the
we one. Give it up for him real quick? Like, just how far he has come off of tweets.
Yeah, like, who in the world would expect for Justin LaBoy to be the one to break the news and be the one to listen to Kanye West's new album personally.
Right, first. Like, literally got popular off of Twitter and Tory Lanez stealing his idea for quarantine radio.
Yeah.
To being on Revolt TV, to now being an exclusive listener of Kanye's album. Like, the trajectory is crazy on that. Shout out to Justin LaBoy, man.
Yeah, shout out. We love the growth with that one.
Yes.
But he took to Twitter and revealed that Kanye did play the album for him and Kevin Durant in its entirety the night before during a private listening party in Las Vegas, Nevada. So
yeah. That's why everybody was in Vegas on Instagram. I'm like, yo, what is there a festival going on this weekend or something?
Yeah.
Everybody was in Vegas. That's why they were out there. They was listening to the Kanye album.
That's exactly what it was.
That and the Usher residency that's going on out there right now.
Yeah.
That's what they must have been out there for.
It's a lot going on in Vegas. We're missing out.
Yes. But Justin did say, Kanye played his new album for me and at KD Trey 5 last night in Vegas. Man, listen. The production is light years ahead of its time, and the bars sound like he's broke and hungry and trying to get signed again. Any artist who plan on dropping soon should just push it back. Respectfully. You know he had to add respectfully in there.
Had to.
But he's gassing it up big time, though. Like, he went in. He continued to go in on this album. He said, this Kanye and Lil Baby record is so crazy. Y'all got to leave that MF on repeat all day and night. Baby really a goat. So he's giving us a little bit of feature knowledge over here. He's dropping little, not even hints, dropping little information off on us.
Mm-hmm.
He also said, let's argue. His name is at Kanye West, and the album he's dropping this week is a classic. Don't at me, respectfully.
Justin LaBoy is really selling this album.
Yeah, like, he's making me feel like it's about to be the best album of 2021 off these tweets. No cap. Kanye picked the right person to exclusively listen to his album, because I'm sold.
Yeah, Kanye knew what he was doing, I think, letting Justin LaBoy be the one, because he knew that he was going to run to Twitter, run to social media to really, like, break it like that, and now got us all talking about it.
Right. Now, we also saw some more tweets from different people who were at this listening party, influencers, social media people. Shout out to at Nigel D Presents. He was giving like the play by play breakdown of the party. He was saying they took their phones. He said he was about 10 feet from Kanye while Usher sat across from him. Came out with a full mask and gloves, took off one glove to control the laptop and play music. Is Kanye giving Michael Jackson vibes? Is that what's going on right here?
That's what it's giving to me.
It's giving Michael Jackson. Now, he also said before the show started, they played two commercials that will come on during the NBA Finals featuring Sha'Carri Richardson.
Ooh.
When I saw that, I said, oh my God. Oh, it's lit. It's OD lit right now. Sha'Carri, Kanye, I see what you're doing, man. You moving the culture right now.
Right.
All right, then we got a little hint on another feature. He said Kanye played a track with him and Pusha T rapping back and forth. Fire. Now, I'm not surprised that Pusha T would be on the album, but I am glad we got confirmation here.
Mm-hmm.
He also went on to talk about the track with Lil Baby. He said, the music is still centered on God, but there's a variety in sounds. Some slow, some trap. Some songs could be played in a church, some in a club. So we getting a full range on this album, it sounds like.
Very versatile.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as of last night, Kanye's team has officially released the album cover via Kanye Daily on Twitter. And it was very artsy in true Kanye fashion.
Mm-hmm.
The cover art is actually by a French artist named Louise Bourgeois. Yeah, Louise Bourgeois. I like
fancy
to say that. It's fun to say. Louise Bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a person who's really great at art.
Art, yeah, it does.
Bourgeois actually passed away back in 2010, but the inspiration behind Kanye choosing their artwork for the cover was that Bourgeois was inspired to pursue her art dreams at 20 years old when her mom passed away. And we all know Kanye's mom passed away. The album is called Donda.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use this Bourgeois artwork to depict that on the cover?
Exactly.
It all makes sense.
And I guess they're saying that the album is dropping on Friday.
Ooh.
And And I know there's another private listening party held in Atlanta on Thursday.
Yep.
And I saw people could get the tickets and like wait in line. I think it was like, I saw someone pay like $75.
Yeah,
for a ticket.
I was seeing a lot of people screenshot their tickets and their confirmations. I was like, oh, this is a rollout, baby. We were just talking last podcast to Dallas Austin about just the power of the rollout, some dope rollouts we've seen over the years. This has got to be one of them. We got to put that on. We got to add this to the list.
Yeah, definitely so, because this is not on my 2021 bingo card of a Kanye album.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is great. Now, speaking of Atlanta, we know Lil Durk lives in Atlanta, and apparently he was supposed to be on this album too, but on Academics, one of Academics' posts about the album coming out and details on it, Lil Durk actually got down in the comments and was like, well, I missed the jet on this album. So apparently he was supposed to be on it, but now he's like, all right, well, hopefully I can just get on the next one.
Yeah, because that would have been crazy, too, a Durk and Kanye
song. Come on. Chicago, that would have been it.
Come on.
But, I mean, being that the listening party is in Atlanta, maybe Lil Durk can still do it. You know, Kanye likes to add songs to the album after it's already out and change stuff. So maybe Lil Durk can still make it.
Maybe. The only time will tell. So we're going to see with that one if he made the clock on that one.
We shall see. Now, let's get into some bag talk, some money talk. You know, we haven't gotten into that in a little minute on this podcast. Billboard has published its list of 2020 money makers. And you know, a lot of rappers were on the list.
Yep, you got Post Malone. He was the second highest earning artist of 2020 at $23.3
million.
In the number six spot this year is Drake, who earned $14.2 million, 666. Youngboy Never Broke Again settled at number 9 with $11.9 million. And of course, Lil Baby is hitting that number 10 spot with $11.7 million.
And this is for the past year, meaning 2020. So this is in a pandemic. This is what these people earned. And that's off of music. They're not counting like their other business ventures and investments and stuff like that. So you got Post Malone making over $20 million in a pandemic. Drake making $14 million. Youngboy Never Broke Again making $11 million. And Lil Baby also making $11 million. Like, these guys was up in the pandemic. Pandemic who?
They called a bandemic for a reason, because it's clearly getting this money.
Clearly. Yeah. So shout out to them. You got some other notable acts on the list. The Weeknd made the number 11 spot with $10.4 million. Eminem had $9.7 million. Uzi was up there with $9.5 million. And DaBaby was at number 17 with $9.1 million. So come on now.
It's a lot of money. Like you said, big bag talk.
That's 1 year. So yeah, that just goes to show you how much money is really in this music game. But shouts to them. Shouts to everybody that made the list. Now, lastly, we have to get into a bit of somber news. Unfortunately, Keisha Cole's mom, Frankie, passed away at the age of 61 this Sunday. Now, to make it even more unfortunate, this was her 61st birthday where she passed away.
I know. That's got to be tough when you pass away like on your birthday.
Right. And then every year when your family and your loved ones celebrate your birthday, they have to go through that. Ooh, it's tough. But we know Frankie from the reality TV show The Way It Is with Keisha Cole. Just an epic reality TV figure. Like, she gave us so many hilarious moments on that show.
Yeah.
Brought laughter, joy to so many different people. So shout out to Frankie, man. We know she was struggling with addiction, and that was all documented on the show. Keisha Cole's been really open about that too. It was just an unfortunate situation. She did pass away from an overdose. And her son actually revealed that she relapsed during her 61st birthday party. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was trying to celebrate, turn up, and then it just wound up going super, super bad. So, prayers up to them.
Yeah, big prayers to Keisha Cole, family, friends, fans, all of that. It's sad.
Yeah, rest in peace, Frankie. Thank you for the laughs. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you get your podcast at. You know, we on these podcast charts in these streets too, so you may want to just tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, so you can say you was here in the beginning, you know, in the start of it.
Yeah, come on, join the train, join the bandwagon, the hip-hop DX bandwagon. Let's get it.
Come on, DX Daily gang, let's get it. Now, you can also subscribe to the YouTube channel, which is Hip-Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yep, follow us too. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Give us your feedback. At Asia Sky is what I am on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will be back tomorrow to see you with more daily news.
See ya.